Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there. We got some good things to get into this hour. Got a bunch of entertainment news for you. A little bit later, we're going to get into, I was this year's old when I learned.
Yes. I like that. A new segment.
Random stuff for you to get into a little bit later. All that for you. And, of course, we've got to get into the big one for the 9 o'clock hour. The strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year.
Oh, boy.
Weird, random stuff.
Weird.
That just was found.
Weird.
Get into our local schedule around here as well, along with some local events and going on this weekend. Saturday's a huge day in this
area.
Oh my
gosh, we have so much stuff going on.
We have to start actually in 2 minutes to get to all of it.
Yes. So we're, fill the hour.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later, but of course, kicking off with some entertainment news as we like to do in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. And I got to get used to saying that.
I'm used 10 to saying o'clock hour, I know. Hour.
I thought this was an interesting one, Seth. How little bands make off concert tickets?
Really? Okay.
So I think that it has become, if not common knowledge, very close to common knowledge of how most musicians make their music.
Right.
It is not from their record deal. It is not even from their records. It is or downloads or streams or any of this, where they make literally pennies on the stream or something along those lines. And I'm talking about Taylor Swift. I'm talking about the top.
The biggest names, yeah.
Let alone, you know, somebody like Weird Al Yankovic, who showed his Spotify streams, which were insane last year, and he made $60.
Yep.
You know, so no artist was forced to be a musician necessarily,
right?
Outside of the Jackson Five,
that was
a little bit. I don't know.
Wow,
I don't know if that was necessary.
I don't know. I liked it. Maybe a little old at a reference, we'll take it.
But I don't think any artist is expecting empathy or sympathy necessarily for this. But I do think that anybody out there believes that every human being should get paid their worth and get paid for the work they do.
I think we should be able to agree on that, right?
And I don't think that I feel like it makes sense to me that record producers and record companies shouldn't make more than artists,
right?
That are actually creating the work,
right?
They should be paid. They should be paid a
They have a spot. They're doing something. It's not like they're not doing anything, but they're not actually doing the creating, right?
So most of this is understood, and bands do shows, and people come to those shows, and you figure, well, they're getting money from the ticket sales and from merch and, you know, selling CDs or whatever on the side. Mm-hmm. And you're part right, but only about the merch. Because, man, dude, this is a little staggering. CBS News broke this down with the band Something Corporate. Check this out. For a recent show, the band set the ticket price at $56, which became $70 thanks to the various fees that get tacked on. At that price, the show had potential to generate over $200,000.
Okay.
But right off the top, they had to pay nearly $104,000 in costs related to the venue, like stagehands and security and all of that.
Right.
That leaves just under $100,000, but the band still doesn't get their cut. There are commissions, fees, and payroll, like the band's management taking a quarter and the band's crew taking another quarter. When it's all said and done, this band in particular, Something Corporate, made a profit of $10 per ticket. For a ticket that cost the concert goer $70.
Yes. They make $10 for that. So, like, a very low on the percentage side, for sure.
Well, anybody that is on the other side of this are like, so, or that isn't a big deal or anything like that. Take out the artist, take out the band or anything like that, and insert mechanic, insert nurse, insert, you know, garbage disposal, you know, garbage men, any other job.
Right.
And I feel like everybody would be losing their minds. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not right. How is that? Like, I get it. And again, I'm asking for empathy any more than any other artist is. But I do think it's like, well, come on, man. Like,
let's put it in perspective. How about that? There's so many things that they have to pay for. And this is not something that, like, the record company, they're not going to do that. Maybe at one time they did. But this is basically out of their own pocket. They pay their own people out of their own pocket. That's what bands do. You know, any of the roadies, people that travel with them, they have to take care of all of those expenses and a salary as well, which they are glad to do because these people make it possible for them to do shows. If they didn't have them, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Every band is a corporation.
Yes.
They have employees.
I love the name of the band.
Something Corporate is
Something
a great
Corporate
name.
Is good. I mean, it's funny honest. That they put that out there, yeah, but yeah.
I have to be honest, I don't know who they are, but that's a great name.
It is, yeah.
And it's great for them to do this.
To put that out there, yeah. It's really cool.
I'm not saying this necessarily to the audience so much that, okay, well, get out there and do something. I got this grassroots campaign, and I'm going to join with Pearl Jam, and blah, blah, blah. There is no set perfect answer to fix this.
No.
Because everybody is just looking to get paid for what they're doing, the stagehands, the band. I'm focusing on the band, but there's people that travel with this band that we'll never know their names that this band couldn't play without.
Without them. They need those people, yes.
They certainly have earned their paycheck. Mm-hmm. I just think that the band also does too, and I think that it's important to know this stuff, for one, when we're talking about artists in general, and also when you're going to these shows and everything, and having maybe and you're going to a show because it's a band you like. So hopefully it enhances the concert for you. Mm-hmm. Hey, this band likes doing this so much, they're doing this for $10. I think that that's kind of, it can have an opportunity to be cool while also being like, dang.
Right.
Like, that doesn't seem to work out there.
And the band is getting more out of it than just money. I mean, they love to perform. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue doing it, right? That's important, too. It's something they love to do. But at the same time, considering how much people are paying to watch them, to do their job, basically, it seems it's like, huh, that's all they're getting out of it, even though they put a lot of effort and time and everything into it. So,
maybe
something to think about anyway.
Maybe I'm thinking about it because of JC's birthday this weekend or something, but two of my three kids are writers, and I cannot tell you how relieved I am that they are writers and not singers. I like singing. I love music and all that, but the music industry, everything I've ever heard about it and the way it can be for musicians and how difficult it can be, I actually would rather my children be writers. Think about that.
That's not well known for being a way to make a living, right?
or a very great financial living. Like,
no,
you know, I mean, we can name on one hand the successful financial writers,
like the rich ones, like Stephen King, right, or a couple other ones,
ones that have had years of
many years,
decades. Of success or something. There's a handful at best. I also think that. And there's one other part of this too. Now, if you don't enjoy any music, if you don't enjoy any entertainment, then this whole segment is not for you.
Then you can totally be like, whatever, guys. Yeah. Don't care.
Has anybody out there, 715-424-2600, ever met somebody who literally does not like music, period? Like
any music. That would be weird.
Doesn't know any? I know that I have. I know he was an older gentleman, and I can't. I was working. It was an odd job that I was doing. I was just hired to work this one home improvement job.
Right.
So I didn't know the guy. But we're working. They got the boombox going and everything while you're working outside and stuff. And he walked over there and turned it off. Somebody turns it on. He goes over there, turns it off. And I'm just watching all this play out. And finally comes over to me. And the only thing he said to me the whole day is, I just don't like songs. Like, that's it. I just don't like songs.
Don't like songs.
I don't like songs. Not music. I don't like songs.
I've never heard anyone say that's weird, man.
It's the closest I've ever come.
What does he do in his free time? That's what I want to know.
It's interesting. We love music around here, and we love Willie Nelson. And we want to take a moment, let you know what's new on your small screen, big screen, and also what new music is coming out. And with that, Willie Nelson is in the news, because I don't get to do this very often. Willie Nelson's got a new album coming out.
Yeehaw.
154th studio album. That's 154. If this was Playmakers, that would be my stat of the show. 154 studio albums. This one's called Oh, What a Beautiful World. It is out today. It's a tribute to his longtime friend and fellow musician, Rodney Crowell.
Mm.
Every song on the album was written by Crowell.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
In case you were wondering, Willie is 91, and this is his 77th solo project, which is exactly half of the 154 studio albums that he's been a part of.
That's really cool.
Just as he planned it.
Yes. He's always been such a great collaborator, and all the different people he's collaborated with. It's so cool. Lionel Richie. He did a whole record with Lionel Richie, which is so cool.
Certainly late in his career, working with Toby Keith and some of these other things.
Yep.
Just an incredible
And his family
career.
Now. I mean, he's worked with with his sons and stuff. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I would love to see him in concert, especially because you get to see him with his boys. And, and that seems cool. His his son's really talented, too.
Oh, he absolutely is.
It just very cool. Very cool. Not only do we get to rarely get to announce that Willie Nelson has a new album out, but how about on the same day, Seth, that we get to say that Willie Nelson has a new album out, his 77th solo. Smokey Robinson, What the World Needs Now, an inspirational covers album from Smokey Robinson, brand new material.
Good for you, Smokey.
And the ninth album from Billy Idol. Dream into it.
Not nearly as prolific as Willie Nelson. Billy Idol is not.
I don't know if I should have started there. If I should have went the wrong way on that one. But Willie Nelson, Billy Idol, Smokey Robinson, new music out.
There you go.
It's 2025. Oh, and if that wasn't enough for you, Jeff Goldblum has a new album out. Has an album out, I should say.
He may have had more. I don't know. Because I know he's a musician. I know he's been... I just recently found out that Jeff Bridges has released several albums. I didn't know that.
It was news to, I was this years old when I found out Jeff Goldblum did music. So the Billy Idol album actually has Avril Lavigne, Joan Jett on it with him. So Allison from Allison Mosher from Death Weather or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting that he's got a little mix on there with him.
Interesting, yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum, I should say Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. And this is his fourth album.
Fourth album. Wow. I love it.
Ariana Grande, Scarlett Johansson, and Maria Sykes are on that album with him. So Jeff Goldblum pulling in some.
No, I knew Scarlett Johansson's released a couple albums herself too. So yeah,
she's got a really smoky kind of voice. She's got a really good one. Looking at what's new on your small screen this weekend, there's some stuff, but the NFL draft—that's all that matters. I'm not even going to announce anything else. No. There's a couple of things. The third season finale of Fire County is on CBS tonight at 9. That's actually had a really nice success.
Okay.
It actually has continued a streak of, speaking of football, shows that premiere after the Super Bowl and how successful they are.
Interesting.
It's this weird, uncanny thing that just has worked for
it has worked.
A lot of
maybe
networks.
They just work harder on those ones, and that's why they're more successful. Ah, who knows?
I'm excited to zone out on some, after the NFL draft, just some mindless action this weekend.
Nice.
Havoc, an action thriller starring Tom Hardy and Forrest Whitaker is out. A great director on that
Forrest
one.
Whitaker sighting. Nice.
Yeah, looks really good. Tom Hardy said it's the most intense and wildest action he's ever done in a movie. So that just pulled my attention.
That's
right
saying
away.
Something.
I really like him. Baby Girl starring Nicole Kidman is out on Max today as well. Good to see her working a lot more.
Yeah.
In the NFL draft, of course, it is going on. It'll happen. Kickoff at 6 tonight with round 2 and 3. I think incredibly smart of them on ABC. Mm-hmm. Not on ESPN, where people like myself don't have cable and that. And you,
or you're not willing to pay to stream it, right?
Yeah. Being blunt about it, yeah. And then on ABC again on Saturday from noon starting at noon, rounds 4 through 7 to wrap up the NFL draft. It's also the series premiere of Happy Place starring Alan Cumming. That is out too. And on Sunday, the $1,000 Pyramid.
Okay.
Is new. Okay. No new
game show that never dies.
Had to double check. No new Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Okay.
And then looking what's new in theaters, not a ton of releases coming out this weekend. Neighborhood Watch, Jack Quaid is in it. Jeffrey Dean Morgan looks really interesting.
Okay.
Especially those two working together. Worked together on The Boys. Mm-hmm. And I think
Mr. Grizzled.
Yes, and just such a darn good actor.
Yeah, I love
really him. Like him. Also in limited release, The Legend of Ochi. It's a PG movie, a modern fairy tale about creatures on a remote island starring Stranger Things' Finn Wolfhard and William Dafoe.
Oh, hey. Well, boy, has he gotten a... Recently, he's been in tons of stuff. My goodness.
But I am actually tempted to go to the theater to see this set.
Okay.
And I would be one of the few, I imagine, because it's not that popular of a movie. And even if it was almost 10 years ago that the first one came out. I was talking the other day about the movie The Accountant. Ben Affleck returns as the accountant and autistic savant who audits the books for the most dangerous criminals in the world.
Interesting premise.
They pull it off. It's the best acting I've ever seen Ben Affleck do. And John Bethrall is in it. It's with him.
Oh, yeah.
Plays his brother. The
chemist. He's an excellent, excellent actor.
I don't think this is going to go over very well. The chemistry between those two is almost better than him and Matt Damon.
Wow, it's saying something.
They really seem to get along well and play really good, and they look and play off each other very well, like brothers would.
Right.
It's a very believable. It's so hard to me, at least, to believe these two are siblings oftentimes and forget who they are and all that. Ben Affleck is almost unrecognizable in some ways, even though he hasn't done anything to his appearance to change anything. It's his mannerisms and the way he carries himself in the role that is so different to me.
Acting
and action. I get.
And
so
it's got action.
Explosions and action and all that. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to see it. It looks really good. Wanted to take a moment to also focus on some local theater coming up. Our good friends at CWAC have their great one, Don Quixote, coming up over the next weekend.
Boy, did we learn some interesting things about that yesterday. And guess what, everyone? You can learn more about it coming up on Sunday.
We'll have a great episode of Director's Playhouse for you this Sunday. Mm-hmm. More on that in a little bit.
Yep.
But you can get tickets for Don Quixote de la Center. It is premiering May 8th through the 11th over at the Shack. Go check it out.
It's at the Century Theater, actually.
At the Century Theater. You can find out the correct address and get tickets at CWAC.org. Mm-hmm. CWAC.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And of course, Noises Off is right around the corner, the premiere for the final main stage show for Wisconsin Community Theater.
For their 50th season, by the way. I want to remind everyone of that, too.
It is why you don't hear Melissa Kay on the air with us right now, because she is hard at
working
work.
Hard.
Fine-tuning that and making sure that it's all set, ready to go. They got an amazing cast that is working so hard on that one. Some wonderful people behind the scenes. Get your tickets. Pick out your seat, and we'll meet you there for the premiere of Noises Off coming up May 1st, everybody. Get to WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org.
All right.
Seth, let's get into our schedule a little bit later, because I want to take some time with that one. We got the Mystery Hour, Director's Playhouse to get into.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's the last Sunday, isn't it? I forgot. Yeah.
All that coming up for you on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Nice job, Seth.
All right. No problem.
Good coverage. I wanted to start a new segment around here, and I want the audience to not only participate, but let us know what you think of it as we're going along doing this. It's a phrase that you see online in memes and different things. I was this years old when I learned this.
Right.
And I just think it's a funny phrase, but I also think I love random, rare, weird
love
facts.
Love it.
So it's just kind of a fun way to get into some of that, and that's what we'll do here right now. 98% of atoms that currently make up your body are different than the atoms that made up you last year.
98%.
So technically, you're almost an entirely different person now than you were a year ago.
This is the philosophical conceit of Theseus's boat, right? So the whole idea is everything in the boat gets replaced at some point, which means it's not the same boat because it doesn't have the same materials on there. And that is true with the human body. I didn't realize it was that much over 1 year, because of course your cells die and they get replaced by new cells. So you do not have the same cells you had when you were born. You don't even have the same cells as when you were yesterday, which is an amazing thing. When you think about it, it's absolutely amazing.
We kind of have to, because this is just how life works, but we normalize so much about the human body.
Which is just amazing, right?
Absolutely
remarkable. Fascinating, yeah.
Now, I was this years old when I learned that, because I think, like a lot of people out there, you've heard your skin cells change every 7 years or whatever, and that I'd always heard. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really unique, and I kind of stopped right there. That part.
Amazing.
Whoa, that's incredible.
That's crazy.
I was this years old when I learned that studies indicate that the average American spends around 18 full days in their car per year.
That's a lot.
That roughly equates to 293 hours, or about 8 hours and 22 minutes per week behind the wheel.
Like a full day's work, basically, behind the car. Wow.
We get comfortable. We get familiar with our vehicles for a lot of reasons, but I mean, there's one
that's
of
part
them
of it. You just because you spend so much darn time in there. Yeah. Wow.
Talking a little animals here, I was this years old when I learned that adult cats only meow at humans, not other cats. Adult cats, this is. Kittens will meow at their mother, but once they get a little older, cats no longer meow at other cats. So even cats are annoyed by other cats. Cats have such an attitude that they will not even talk to their own species.
Each single cat is the perfect specimen of cat, right?
Yes.
Apparently
yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
I do not acknowledge your catness because I am the cat. I love it. Again, though, I did not know that. I did not know that. Although hiss at each other when they're going to get into a fight.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that when cats fight each other, but yeah.
Biweekly has two different definitions, twice a week or once every 2 weeks. And we just got to roll with that. We just got to, like, you know, we hear that and we're just kind of like, well, okay, we'll figure it out.
We need to solve this, James. And I know the way to do it. First of all, biweekly means two times in 1 week. Okay, I'm going to solidify that right now.
Yes.
And then we are going to change every 2 weeks to every fortnight. Let's bring back Fortnite or Fortnite.
Fortnite or Fortnite. Yep. I like both. Yep. So I like the idea of bringing them both back. Yes.
An underused word. 2 weeks. Fortnite. That's what you need. We need to start using that again.
It sounds cool.
And it sounds cool.
Like, if you needed any other reason, it sounds cool. Like, come on. Why do young people are the only ones that get to invent slang?
Yeah.
Why can't we invent some slang?
We want to, because we bring back old stuff that no one wants to listen to.
Okay. You just ended this right here.
Killed it right now.
4 or 5 seconds that lasted. I was this year's old when I learned that chewing gum boosts mental proficiency and is considered a better test aid than caffeine. And what I think is much more interesting than that, nobody knows why. Like, science
is that great?
Yeah, neurologists, scientists, tons of people have put in the data, the work. They've studied the human brain better. There's the smartest minds on the brain there are in the universe, and they don't know why.
They have no idea. No idea. Chewing gum. Although, boy, if you tell that, if you're like a proctor, you know, leading a test, you have to be there, and all you're hearing is every student chewing gum is like, no.
That
make you drive you mad.
That literally sounds like hell to me. That literally sounds like
one of the worst. You don't like chewing sounds.
Oh, I can't handle
it. I forgot about that. Oh, that you right. That is your hell. If you know that's what's going to happen.
Right there.
If you go there,
that and watching Kevin Costner movies.
People are chewing gum.
Just nonstop.
Satan is taking notes.
Yes. The Hobbit has been published in two editions. In the first edition, Gollum willingly bet on his ring in the riddle game.
Mm-hmm. I knew that one.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that one. I thought I knew it a lot.
But. Tolkien went back and changed it after he had written the Lord of the Rings.
How interesting. Because
he wanted to tie it in better to what happened in Lord of the Rings, so that's what he did. But yes,
and
which is cool.
You know, it may not seem like that big of a deal or a big of a story to some people out there, even if you are a big Lord of the Rings fan, but imagine right now Stephen King trying to change something in Carrie or one of his older books or something, at least something that had just been published or something like that. I mean, it just doesn't happen that often. You don't hear of that.
Fascinating to bring this to like authors, famous authors, you know, with some of the work, because you know no author is completely satisfied with any one thing. Never. So it's like, if you could go back to Carrie, you know, his first big blockbuster novel, what would you change? And would you actually do it?
Yes.
I'm curious to see if they would actually. Yeah, I'm going to change it for new editions. How about that? That'd be interesting.
I don't know if it would be a good or a bad thing. No. But it would be interesting. No idea. That's for sure.
Yeah, it would be.
And finally, I was 48 years old when I learned that Santa Claus was issued a pilot's license by the U.S. government back in 1927. They also gave him airway maps and promised to keep the runway lights on. That's what's smart of them. That's smart. You know?
Very smart. I think Santa's still using that that stuff because, you know, that was, you know, the kind of the beginning of, you know, flight. That's when kind of commercial airlines started popping up in the late 20s and all that. So, yeah. That's cool.
I feel like if you can get some good points with anybody outside of mom, it's Santa. You know, if you can get some good points with Santa, he's a good idea.
He's got a list. Speaking of lists, you know, that's the list. The good list is the one you want to be on. So,
You know, you get a little older, you think, oh, I don't need to worry about it anymore. No, you got to keep
worrying
about
that. So does the U.S. government hang up a stocking every year to see if Santa will fill it?
Oh, they should. I hope they do. We'll take a time out. We'll get to our news, sports, and partner break. Seth and I will be back with some items that were left back in the unclaimed baggage over the past year, some of the stranger things that were left there. Coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the best listeners in radio hanging out with us, getting ready for your weekend. We're going to get into our schedule in a little bit, dive into that, take some time because we've got some new programming stuff happening around here and everything.
We do.
And, our weekends are steady. We got the same weekend we've been bringing.
No changes yet on
so
that one.
Get into some of that. But
unless we decide to add something.
Yes. And be on the lookout for that, everybody. We got some ideas for Sunday night and stuff. We're looking forward forward to. But I wanted to dive into this one, Seth, because not only do we cover weird better than anybody else in radio, I will die on that hill. We
like weird. It results in creativity.
Yep. But this one is a little bit even out there for us. It's not uncommon for an airline to lose your luggage temporarily, mm-hmm. and 99.5% of the time they're able to figure out what happened to it.
Right.
Reroute it to the correct destination, get it to you right before you leave for your vacation. Right, exactly. But there's the rare instances when the airline never connects with the dots or on where the bag is supposed to go. And the website, there is actually, I think we're letting people know something here. They say it like it's common knowledge, but the Unclaimed Baggage website issued an annual found report.
Did not know that was a thing.
Yeah. They list the strangest things they found in someone's lost luggage over the past year.
All right.
See some of the highlights, like a 3D modeled print fiddle. A 3D printed model fiddle, which I did not know you could do. I didn't know. That's kind of interesting.
Do you think someone would want to claim that?
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe it's because it's just 3D printed. They're like, who cares?
Yeah, I could see that. How about a movie script from the 1985 movie The Goonies?
And
it's like a real script, like the one the actors used and everything.
Wow, that's got to be worth money. Like for like collectors and stuff for that, because that's a movie that people really like.
And keep in mind, this is the like recently. This is in the last year. Yeah. This stuff is like. So how did this like
someone just carry their Goonies script around?
It was Sean Astin just going down memory lane.
Oh with darn! I forgot my script.
Oh, where did I put that? Oh my God! Did I leave it in the cab? There was a really weird chia pet thing.
The old Afro like chia thing. I remember those. Yes.
So that was a different one. So that was found in one.
If I remember correctly, that did not last long.
No,
that did not really go along with the other chia pets.
Yeah, they tried to bring it back for a little bit there. It didn't do too well.
Didn't work.
Did they ever try to bring back the pet rock? Did they try to bring that? Because I wouldn't be surprised if that one had a second run.
If they
run.
Did, they failed, because I do not remember them trying to do that. Yeah.
Along with clear Pepsi, it's sitting at the bottom of a landfill somewhere. There was an interesting cuckoo clock that was found in the luggage.
That's an elaborate. I mean, we're talking like with figures on it. And that looks like it could be, it's hard to say if that's like a handmade clock or something like that. But wow. You think you'd miss that?
Yeah.
You'd think you'd miss a clock like that.
And it looks like handmade.
It's not just something they bought at the
store.
Yeah, it's got a little Dutch or German lady swinging on the bottom, like for the pendulum kind of thing. And it's like a whole scene with a log house and stuff. Yeah.
When I was living out in California, there was a gentleman that I brought meals to for Meals on Wheels, and he made cuckoo clocks. And really? he really got into it. Really elaborate, interesting things. Wood carver. Really interesting
guy.
Very
cool.
He was in his 70s when I knew him and everything, and he had been doing it for a very long time. And when I met him, he was doing it for fun. But he made a career out of it. And it's the only reason, because of him, that I don't ask, are we still making these? Are we still, celebrating cuckoo clocks and using them.
I would
hope so, too.
They're a really fascinating invention, yeah.
I will admit, when I was a kid, my nan and papa had like 7 or 8 cuckoo clocks on one wall going into the right in the kitchen area.
Did they all go off at the same time?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
And it was something, man.
Oh,
like, it took some getting used to.
You jump out of your skin a few times?
Yeah. My nana, though, she loved those. She loved those sort of things. And they were all like personal, like handmade ones and things.
Sure.
So I'm like,
that's cool.
I got to think that they're still being made somewhere. There was somebody who found, or somebody left a bunch of literal like snakes in jars. A luggage bag full of snakes in jars.
So they put pictures of these up, and James is showing them to me. These are like liquor bottles with snakes in them. That is bizarre looking, man. And there's like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Seven bottles. Were they trying to get rid of them? It was someone's wife.
I'm
getting rid of these. Well, yes. I can't stand these things. I'm going to get rid of them.
Honey, are you serious? They lost your luggage. Well, darn it. I am so sorry that happened to you and your snake bottles.
Yes. snake bottles.
Is this literally a snake salesman?
Yeah,
is
right. Snake, like, oil salesman. Snake oil salesman.
Is this literally like?
But bum.
I will admit, being honest with the audience, like I always am at everything. I think two tequila worms I have swallowed in my life.
Okay,
this is too far. This is
no
too
one's
far.
Drinking snakes, man.
No, that's no taking it snakes. Too far. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That is disturbing looking. Actually, yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
That one was a little out there. But how about they found what was it? A sheet of $2 bills, I believe.
What?
A full sheet of uncut $2 bills.
Wait, did someone take it from like the Federal Reserve or? How do you end up with that?
I don't think you're supposed to have that.
No.
I don't feel that.
First of all, I mean, it's uncut. I mean, maybe it was someone was like, a souvenir, you know, like, a bunch of, it's only $2 bills, you know. Who's going to miss $2 bills, right?
No, I got this.
Okay.
I know who did this, everybody.
Okay.
Your aunt. Your aunt did this. Your aunt who gives you a $2 bill on your birthday bill. Or for, you know, the something else or whatever.
Does everyone have one of those?
Absolutely.
Because I did.
100%.
I don't know if it was an aunt, but I would get from certain people, get a $2 bill.
It was an aunt, it was a grandparent or somebody like that gave you a $2 bill for your birthday or some other occasion or something like that. That's who did this.
By the way, the only bill that's never changed in like 600 years, well, not 600 years, but in like 100 years. They've changed all the other bills. You know, they add, you know, all the counter. Apparently, no one counterfeits $2 bills.
Nobody does it. Nobody does it. Or maybe somebody was trying.
They were trying. I'll bring the sheet as my,
A Turkish ceremonial wedding headdress. Okay.
Don't want to miss that, man.
No,
Why would you want to miss that one? Ah!
A glass eye.
Glass eye. Oh, no.
That was all the ones that we had pictures of. Oh,
pictures for? Okay.
But there was a figurine of Santa on a log with a pumpkin that is very unique. A Tibetan singing bowl.
A Tibetan singing bowl.
I
don't know what that is.
A steel Roman soldier helmet. Just some
what,
of them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Roman soldier? Was that like cosplay? Because there can't be ones that like actual from ancient Rome, or maybe there are. I don't know, made out of steel, I suppose. But it's a guy who cosplays. Where's my helmet? I don't know. Where.
An antique French book on performing exorcisms.
That's very specific.
I really got some follow-up questions for the people that have these items. I really, because again, this is in luggage claim. It's found in the back of a cab where you're transporting it to something else. You're literally like, I'm packing, I'm going on this trip, and I need these items with me. I'm only bringing the items I need. And apparently I needed a 6-string portable pocket guitar. I apparently needed a steel Roman soldier helmet.
The guy that wanted the exorcism, he needed it for wherever he was going, and he gets there, he's like, oh no, now what do I do? I can't perform my French exorcism.
Honey, where did we put the full sheet of $2 bill, uncut $2 bill? Where did we put that? We can't leave without it. We have to have the toothbrushes, a change of clothes, and our uncut $2 bill sheet. I am not flying without it.
It's my good luck charm. Come on.
Where are my glow-in-the-dark drumsticks? You don't expect me to go to Paris without them, do you? What am I, an animal? Come on. Or a toilet brush shaped like a cherry. I don't know.
You don't need it. What?
I don't know.
Bring a toilet. Do they clean their own toilet? Maybe. People are capable of so many things. I sometimes I'm afraid to venture even to guess.
Another side story of this with all of these items that somebody made these items.
They
too.
Did and like, sold them.
Yes.
And sold them to someone. And someone bought them. Someone bought them.
I didn't plan on it, but I think this was a That Ain't Right story.
The whole segment was a That Ain't Right story. A big one.
I did not plan on it. I also think that a fun story would be anytime you've taken a cab and things that have been in there when you get in there. I found some weird ones in my day. Wanted to get into our schedule a little bit before we wrap up the segment here. We got some great stuff lined up for you. Now, before we get into our weekend lineup, keep in mind, everybody, and spread the word, please, about the changes that have been going on since Wednesday around here.
Yes.
Our morning show is now 9 to 11. Mm-hmm. Same show, just a different time.
That's right.
And anything that you love about the show has probably been shifted an hour. Like, say, on Monday, you want to know, hey, where's the kitchens open?
Yep.
It'll be at 10 o'clock.
That's right.
We're appreciative of that. Now, mm-hmm. there will be some things like our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday that has been moved over to our Sunrise show on WIRI.
Right.
But with any of that, we will adapt, and we know that you guys will too with us. Mm-hmm. And man, we are fortunate to work with all of you out there. And I do mean work with all of you, because we are yes. a community radio station. We are local first. You guys come yeah. first.
We want to hear from you.
And we appreciate that. And we love hearing from you.
Yep.
Along with that, I encourage you to sign up for that WFHR newsletter. It's a great way to reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like one listener said that they want sports and goss.
I saw that.
Did
one.
That?
I was like, yeah, hot yeah. goss.
You know who you are out there. I thought that was great.
Which also from Illinois. I noticed the zip code on there.
That was
I was like, oh, it's from Illinois. Okay.
So we and I'm also bringing this up to let you guys know we read these because
we
get a lot of you have signed up for that newsletter. And man, we are humbled by that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we are reading up on these things mm-hmm. and everything. So, keep getting them to us. Everybody sign up for the WFHR newsletter at WFHR.com.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, that's also where you can stream the Rapids Report.
Yes.
Midday Magazine has turned in involved into the Rapids Report.
Yeah.
Not only are we able to take our interviews to a different level now,
mm-hmm.
where we're not trying to necessarily get a certain time frame down,
right.
but we're just having a conversation.
We have a nice ability now not to have to limit certain conversations. If James wants to extend them or whatever, we can do that now. We don't have to put it in a certain specific time, which is one of the nice things about podcasting, is that we can do that. If we have a something that goes a little longer, that's okay. We can handle it.
I'm looking forward to the ways that show is going to grow, and mm-hmm. we're looking forward to playing it for you. We're leaning into where our audience is going with that show. The streaming and download yep. numbers are right. insane for that show,
mm-hmm.
so we're just kind of going into that direction, and really, it's the best thing for our guests and our listeners because,
yep.
again, these conversations are really free form now and
yes,
truly just mm-hmm. open. If they last 15 minutes, if they last 2 hours,
right.
it's okay. We
it's
can
okay.
do whatever we need
mm-hmm.
to make sure that our guests are getting are able to really enjoy and take full advantage of the time.
Right.
So we're Absolutely. Excited about that. And, of course, Playmakers is now on WIRI. For those that did not hear, there were other big trades that happened long before Jacksonville trading up in the NFL draft.
Right. Right.
The Giants trading back in. WFHR and WIRI made a trade earlier last week
mm-hmm.
where they have moved, this week I mean,
yep.
where Playmakers is now 4 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday on 105.5 WIRI.
That's right. Everything else is exactly the same. The phone number has not changed, 424-2600. Everything else is the same. Same great conversation, same great guests, and I'm only saying that because I'm on today. no. And of course, our new sports director, Mike, of course, was with you on Wednesday for your inaugural show, and lots of great stuff. I mean, it's everything is the same. It's just at a little bit different time and a different station.
Join Seth and I tonight, 4 to 5, this afternoon, mm-hmm. 4 to 5. We'll be talking about the draft. We'll get in some baseball talk, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about, because it's your show.
Absolutely.
Get us your sports takes and feelings on Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 to 5. Thanks to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring
yes.
that hour.
Yes.
Our weekend lineup is strong, and it is the same, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing it to you now. We got the Sunshine Poker Show at 7 a.m. The greatest poker show of all time. Greatest show of all time.
Yep. Tim's still going strong.
Yeah. We love that one, and we appreciate the work Tim puts into it. A
mm-hmm.
shout out to Tim Hubbold. At 8 a.m., our great friends at Family Natural Foods bring us Terry Talks Nutrition with Terry Lemron,
mm-hmm.
one of the godfathers of the industry,
mm-hmm.
and a just incredible talker and
mm-hmm.
brain. And keep in mind, everybody, Terry's going to be coming to town here pretty soon.
That's right.
Be on the lookout for that presentation with our friends at Family Natural Foods. We'll get more on that when it gets a little closer
mm-hmm.
to it. We've been having some fun with the 11 a.m. hour doing a best of,
mm-hmm.
Where we take different elements from our morning show here throughout the week and throw that into that hour.
Yes.
One of the things I want people to look out for, if you ever miss Pet of the Week, we are looking to put that segment for just kind of make sure that it is there every weekend. We don't know what is good and bad some weekends. Hey, this segment will work, this segment won't.
Right, right.
But we do know that we will have our Pet of the Week on there every Saturday.
Yes.
We're going to really try to nail that down to make sure that not only we're taking care of our sponsors, to be honest with everybody,
mm-hmm.
like Milltown Coffee, who are sponsoring that, but
yep.
really making sure that we're getting attention to these pets and
right.
to what's going on at the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. It's another opportunity to check that out.
Yeah, be listening for that. And, of course, Sunday nights. Boy, we got a strong lineup for you. I'm very proud of this.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off at 5 p.m. with Director's Playhouse. Seth and I, we get together with creatives in the area and hang out with them and talk to them, musicians, artists, actors, mm-hmm. all of the above. If you are a creative and you'd like to be on the show, reach out to us.
Yes, please.
We'd love to hear from you and love to have mm-hmm. you on the show. This week, we brought in our good friend Susan Egren mm-hmm. to talk about the new CWAC play, Don Quixote, and mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun talking to Susan.
Right. It's a really fascinating, and boy, does it deal with issues that we hard-hitting issues that we're dealing with right now. Everyone in so many families. So it's listen in, everyone. It's a really cool conversation.
And in the second half of the show, Seth and I are going to dive into actors who saved themselves by turning down movies that people hated. We've kind of gone the other way with this, where
turned down the roles that, you know, the good ones and stuff, but maybe this was better for them that they didn't do it. Yeah.
So we'll get into that. That'll be a lot of fun. Directors Playhouse 5 to 6 every Sunday. After that, you got Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8.
Yes. Promises. Nothing but promises. That's what I'm doing this week, everyone.
Cool.
Interesting. I when I first came up with this one, I was like, boy, is there going to be enough? Yep. No, I was fine.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Lots of great songs about promises.
Right on. Very cool. And, of course, check out Unlabeled 8 to 9. After that, I got a good one for you lined up this week. And we're going to have more and more great episodes coming up because I could not help myself and I've written the next 3 episodes.
Yeah, right.
But if you got 90 songs you want to hear, I love taking requests. Mm-hmm. I love playing the music you want to hear. If it was created and from 1990 to 1999, I will play it.
Yes.
Reach out to me and get me your requests, everybody. And every final Sunday of the month, we get to bring you a new show. It's only the second time we've gotten to play it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Masters of Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
This is brought to us by host Rob Jung, featuring the best mystery thriller writers in conversation with the most interesting people. It's a really cool one, and we look forward to playing this one for you at 9 o'clock this Sunday.
Yep, it comes out of Minnesota, actually, out of Minneapolis. And he has some great guests. I mean, some really interesting people. And they talk, writing mysteries. And it's really cool. So check it out. It's this week, weekend.
We'll be back with some events going on in our area and plenty more. It's the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Seth and James here with you to wrap up the show for the week. Thank you so much for joining us. Wild week, everybody.
Time changes, all kinds of station changes going on. Woo!
But you rolled with
you
us.
You did. Thank
and
you.
We cannot thank you enough and appreciate you so much and everything for that. We'll be back next week, 9 to 11 right here. We'll be having some fun. Seth and Beth will be with us.
That's right.
And we'll be getting into the kitchens open and plenty mm-hmm. of other great things. We'll have a fun week ahead for you. We've been planning. Yep. Want to get into some local events in our area, Seth, that we've got. We got a big weekend in Wisconsin Rapids here.
Remarkably big.
A lot of stuff going on. And two of the events where it really kicks off at 9 a.m., there's two of them I want to touch mm-hmm. on. First off, the 20th anniversary of the Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk is happening tomorrow. It kicks off at 9 a.m. over at the Centralia Center. This is, mm-hmm. of course, an event that supports child abuse prevention. Some of the greater work in our area gets done with this event every mm-hmm. year. Some of the greater funds and attention.
Yes.
I greatly appreciate everybody involved in this one. And you can find out more if you want to give our friend Matt a call at 715-422-0914, 422-0914. I imagine less than 24 hours away that people are probably pretty ready for it already or registered.
Mm-hmm.
But you can show up down there and be a part of things still. We encourage you to do that. And Seth, we got another event starting at 9 a.m.
Yes, our good friends over at the Historic Point Boss are having their annual campfire cooking workshop, Pioneer Cooking 101, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., in which you will learn basic fire building, cast iron cooking, and primitive and open hearth cooking, everyone. There's a small fee that is associated with this for the materials that you'll be using, and it is limited in size, so we encourage you to go ahead and sign up. Give them a call at 715-459-1722, 459-1722. You can also email them, historicpointboss@gmail.com, just to make sure there's still places available for you to learn. But otherwise, it is a very cool event happening, of course, at the Historic Point Boss, 364 Wakely Road in Nakusa.
The main quilt show is happening to Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. This is taking place, the 7th annual fundraising quilt show to benefit Jeremiah's Crossing. A wonderful event. Kicks off at 9 to 3 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday as well. This takes place at the Nakusa High School Fieldhouse, where they'll have a judged quilt show, youth categories, vendors, classes, demos, all kinds of cool stuff, basket raffle and another quilt raffle. Check this out and find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org. Also, we got the Drug Take Back Day coming back going on tomorrow.
Right.
This is happening all over our central Wisconsin area. Marshfield City Hall from 10 to 2. Pittsville Police Department from 9 to 12. Town of Rome, it'll happen from 10 to 2. Nacoosa Court Assisted Living from 8 to 11. Port Edwards Fire Department from 11 to 1. And right here in Rapids at the Pick and Save from 10 to 2. If you want to find out more and items that you can bring and can't, go to doseofrealitywi.gov. Doseofrealitywi.gov. Thank you to everybody getting items out of their house and disposed of the proper
safely
way.
Safely dispose of them, yes.
And, of course, all the volunteers and all the people that are a part of this one, from our Wood County Health Department to the Sheriff's Departments and everybody involved.
Thank you, everyone, for that.
And, Seth, we've got the Winter Farmers Market happening.
Yeah,
only a couple more.
A couple more weeks left, everyone. No, that's right. A couple more weeks left from 9 to 1 over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in the basement there. But because the weather's turning nice, we're going to have a few people outside, too, maybe a few food stands. Find out by going to their Facebook page, and you'll find out all the vendors that will be there tomorrow from 9 to 1.
An elderly woman in Oklahoma has dedicated herself to restarting the piano lessons she abandoned as a kid. She is over 80 years old, and she says, "I think that an outlet outside of your house is good for you. It's good for your mental state and physical state. Mm-hmm. That when your brain is stimulated, it's going to help your body, too."
I agree 100%, and that's cool.
What do I say all the time? It's not that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
She wants to learn.
She does, man.
I love that idea. I think that's so cool.
And we've talked about Arbor Day and some of our National Day of stuff. Well, if you don't have any plans this weekend, let me recommend celebrating Independent Bookstore Day on Saturday.
Ooh.
Each year, the American Booksellers Association runs this event. 1,600 bookstores across the country are participating this year, many with special events all weekend long. Mm-hmm. I know that in Stevens Point, there are a couple of local bookstores I encourage people to check out.
Yes, please.
And doing some really cool stuff over there,
too. Support local stuff, everybody.
I will admit, journalistically, to the audience, I love dogs and I like corgis. I think they're fun and cool. And a dog named Juno came from behind in the last second to win the annual corgi race in England over the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
It's in honor of Queen Elizabeth, who owned over 30 corgis throughout her life.
Really? Mm. I did not know that. Wow.
And speaking of dogs, firefighters in Raleigh, North Carolina rescued a pup that got stuck 15 feet down a storm drain on Saturday. Mm. One of them had to rappel down the drain. The dog is now back home with its owner. I know that these stories happen all the time, but we have normalized it too much.
Right.
Of not only these animals certainly surviving almost all of these incidents and being able to bounce back and all that, and the way an animal adapts and just bounces back. But these officers and firefighters and everything.
Did they play triumphant music when he was rappelling down, do the whole action movie thing?
You got to do the Mission Impossible music.
Yeah, right.
You got to, right?
Dun, dun,
I mean,
dun, dun,
how many opportunities in life do you have to have the dun, 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 dun? You got to take them where you
get them. You got to.
You got to take those moments. We appreciate you guys, and you guys are our good story of the day.
Yes,
our
the whole week.
I don't lie to the audience, so every time I'm on the air and I say the best listeners in radio, I believe it. It means something. You guys help me make it. Yeah. I got data to back this up. I got numbers and everything.
That's right.
Man. So we appreciate you. Appreciate you, Seth. Good show.
Yes, you too, man.
Have a good weekend out there. Be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.